going to do for you. When he finishes the other half of book one, then he will send the people to do some practice. For 2 years, the class is closed. After 2 years, they come back to him. And he begins with what? With some very special magical beginning. First, in the note, first note of his second book, he will put down some strange special thing, namely one verse, the only verse which is out of Masnavi. Then we will start book two with the excuse of that closing, and we say, oh, it's a long time that this Masnavi is overdue. You know why? Because it takes time for blood to become milk. Blood is the automatic relationship between mother and child, and almost will happen no matter what. Later we hear that now, the child should suffer. When child is not born, blood goes directly, right? So, before you being born, this knowledge directly comes to you. But if you want to know the basic, this is like milk. You should participate. Goes from someone to someone else. And in book three, we'll read about what you should avoid of eating, fasting, and all that stuff. He knows this. Here he talks about it. But that milk stuff, I'm going to say, that milk is not something that I really produce for you. I mean, these saints, it's not that they prepare some speech for you. You know what the saints will do because of you? They go back to God and will cry because you're silly and you bother them. They go back and say, what's the use? God will inject them again and again with the tenderness and kindness. They come back to you. Means that if I'm going to give you something, I'm not looking for a credit for this. If it was to me, I will not talk to you. It comes from him. Goodness comes from there. We are not in a habit of taking credit for something. We are in a silly habit of accepting the responsibility and the blame. Blame is on us. Goodness is coming from there. Remember that. Repeat it, please.
Counsel is barred by ill treatment.
Yep.
I said, counsel is barred by ill treatment. The milk of counsel gushes forth from love and joy. Much ill treatment have they bestowed on me. The milk of counsel is curdled in my veins. God said to me, I will give thee a boon. I will lay a plaster on those wounds. God made my heart clear as the sky. He swept your oppression out of my mind.
That's how they could have pity on us, not anger. Because imagine some wise people. Let's forget about the spirituality. Some really knowledgeable people looking at us fighting each other like this should be angry. The saints are not. They have pity because God will smoothen their wounds actually and somehow gives them extra patience. Yes?
I went once more to admonition. I spake parables and words as sugar. I produced fresh milk from the sugar. I mingled milk and honey with my words. In you those words became like poison, because you were filled with poison from the root and foundation. How should I be grieved that grief is overthrown? You were grief, O obstinate people. Does anyone lament the death of grief? Does anyone tear out his hair when the sore on his head is removed? He turned to himself and said, O mourner, those folk are not worth thy mourning. Recite correctly. Do not regard my misquotation. Say, how shall I be grieved for an unjust evil? Again he felt a weeping in his eye and heart. An uncaused compassion shone forth in him. He was raining drops of water, and he had become distraught, an uncaused drop from the ocean of bounty.
This is the main part. Did you get it, what happened? No, you're busy with your vengeance and this with the bad. Something magical happened here. The goddess stopped and told himself, why do you have pity on them? They're worthless, because they did it to themselves. But something happened down there, and he repeated a Quranic verse here. Say, how shall I grieve? That's a Quranic verse, because it happens in other stories, and he wants to remind you that. Okay, there is this thing, okay? But read it carefully when you see something like this, because it's not complete yet. There is something else. Logically, all the saints looking at us should get angry or disgusted. But something else happens. What? Some. Rahmat, you know what is Rahmat?
Mercy.
Rahmat is mercy, and Rahmat is whatever offers or goodness you receive and all that. And that's the one word which two different meanings, and we emphasize that two different meanings in two words which are the same, Rahman, Rahim. And we call God only those two names, because he is a provider of everything, whatever comes from him, that's Rahman, and Rahim, he has pity on us. Everything comes from him, right? Here, he found some Rahmat without a lat. So he's playing with the word like that. Rahmat is that gracious feeling of forgiveness and providing, and elat is cause. Something without the cause happened in his heart. This is the illogical part. Suddenly he saw something in his heart. There was no cause for this, but there was this feeling. And he will not even understand it. It was like the droplet are coming down, and he's surprised. What's happening? His logic will tell him, what's up? Why are you crying? Yes, Peter?
His intellect was saying, wherefore is this weeping? Ought one to weep for such scoffers? Tell me, what art thou weeping for? For their fraud? For the host of their ill-shod hatreds?
Listen carefully. Saleh is bringing all the reasons that the saint are not supposed to talk to you if you are a logical person. Now listen carefully. He will ask himself that, listen, what are you crying at? They pretend. They do this. They do that. They do that. Why should you like them? And it will count one after another to arrive to the main subject in all the discourses in his time. In Rumi's time, the main question is to be a follower or not. And that following has been translated in different ways, but the main famous one is Tablid. Tablid means verbally, it means imitation. Mughallid means imitator. And this taqlid has become one of the strongest arguments in religious forms, mainly in Shiism. In Shiism, there are a couple of guys who are the mujtahid, who are the guys, and everybody should imitate them. The word is taqlid, imitation. And that guy will be called the source of imitation. And that's a very good label in that.